Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. I tell you, this is a grand and glorious day that we are all blessed to be a part of. If you've seen the sunrise this morning, I don't care where you are on this planet, consider yourself blessed and carry on. Blessed and carry on with your daily activities. Today is October 31st. This is the day we call Halloween, the fun day of ghouls and goblins and ghosts and things that go bump in the night. A lot of people kind of are in fear of this particular day, or have a rebuttal to this particular day, or a refusal, or however you want to call it, and they call it All Saints Day, to where they option to go to church on this day and celebrate God and a spiritual existence. Either is fine. In my opinion, when my children were younger, I did take them out trick-or-treating and all that kind of stuff. And when I was a young fella, I went out trick-or-treating and had a blast. I mean, some of the most fond memories I can have, I have are trick-or-treating. And back then, in that day and time, we used to get literally grocery sacks. I'm talking about the large paper sacks, you know, full of candy. I used to come home with two of those, or even more. Everything was safe. The candy was safe. People weren't as villainous and as predatory as they are today, perhaps. And we just had a wonderful time. Like I said, I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver type environment. It was a blessing, and I enjoyed every moment of it, and would do it all over again if I could, and wouldn't change one thing. Not one iota. So anyhow, that's what today is. Today is Halloween. Like I say, it can be done in fun. You never, you know, if you're steadfast in your belief in God, okay, then whatever you do, such as this is merely fun. It's not taken seriously. You're out there getting, the kids are getting some good candy from, you know, neighborhood, good people in the neighborhood, and no harm is done. Now, the retailers make a boatload of money. I think this is one of the most highly revenue received times of the year is during the Halloween season. So that says a lot for itself, which is pretty amazing. But all in fun and jest, judge not least you be judged. That's all I got to say about that. The name of this broadcast is Where's Trump's Taxes, Hillary's Emails, and the New Black Panthers. And this is kind of an interesting trilogy here, if you will. But I wanted to, you know, kind of gather and catch people's attention. And I do apologize for not, you know, coming on more often. I think about it all the time, and I probably should, because there's a lot of misdirection that takes place in the media. There's a lot of, they want to, you know, create certain environments and create certain things, and they do it via the media, and it's pretty subtle. I mean, to me, it's clear and apparent. But for the average people, and the reason I say this is because the average people that I talk to, they are so directly behind what the news media broadcasts that it's amazing. It's mind-blowing to me. Not only that, but some of the people that consider themselves, you know, elevated in thought, and knowledge and wisdom to be on whatever level it may be, whether it be religion or politics or what have you or whatever, they get caught up in the same, you know, mainstream of subliminal brainwashing is basically what it is. You know, it's like leading sheeple, you know, and I'm saying sheeple, not people, but sheeple. You know, if that first sheep jumps off the cliff, then by goodness, all the rest of them follow and fall to their death, you know, simply because one jumped off the cliff. And this is why I come to do this broadcast, because, like I say, it's nothing but the facts. It's nothing but the truth. And I bring it to you to the best of my ability, knowledge, and wisdom. And, you know, like I say, when I talk to people out in the general public, and I'm talking about all walks of life, their eyes are opened. And it doesn't take me long, you know, a conversation to open their eyes to the reality and the facts, not the fiction in the life in which we live today. So there's a lot of fiction out there, folks, a lot of fiction. Okay, so anyhow, it's amazing that now all of a sudden James Toomey with the FBI is a fine fellow and a hardworking group of people in the eyes of Donald Trump and his constituents and campaign. Just 2 weeks ago, they were corrupt. They were villains, and they were in the same category and the same, you know, pocket, if you will, of Hillary Clinton, and should all be, you know, indicted, investigated, thrown away, put under the jail. What a difference a day makes. But it doesn't matter, you know, when you're easily swayed as Donald Trump and his constituents and followers. It's just amazing how they jump ship so quickly and abruptly, you know, on some, you know, unfounded news and information. Two things. The first thing is that it's wrong and maybe even indictable. Mr. Toomey may have broken the law. I'm almost certain that he has. He has certainly done something way out of character of the FBI, way out of character of any political event at this, especially at this juncture in time. And if nothing else, he has shed a bad light or uncertain light on the FBI. He should have stuck with his first findings and just let it be at that. In these new emails, here's what kind of puzzles me and troubles me. It was breaking news the other day, late last week. Breaking news. We got these new emails. We don't know what they are. We don't know what's contained in them, but we got breaking news. We got some more emails. We got some more information. Now, what that has done, and you can go on for yourself and look at the revenues and the ratings for your news broadcast anywhere in the nation, and see how they have a strong uptick in viewership because of this quote-unquote breaking news and these new emails. Now, prior to that day, or prior to that moment, Hillary Clinton had a double-digit lead, a very significant lead in this presidential race, based upon the polling and the quote-unquote polls of polls. Now, first of all, let me see. How do I want to do this? Let me finish my thought here first. When Hillary Clinton had mounted such a significant lead on Donald Trump, you can look at the data on the viewership of the news broadcasts and news media, the media news, and you'll notice a lull or a dip or a lowering of viewership. Okay, because people were at the point where, well, you know, she don't want it. It's her thing to win. We'll shake you with Donald Trump anyhow. We're moving forward. Let's get this thing over with. Get it said and done. Wash your hands of it. It's definitely, this right here has been a zoo. Has been a circus. As it is viewed upon by other nations of this world. And the reason I know is because I know people from different places from around the world. I know them personally. I talk to them, you know, on a regular basis, Pakistan, you know, the Middle East, you know, Egypt, Africa, you know, I'm tapped in, you know, to people around the world that are, and people that are tapped into other people that around the world. And it's an amazing thing. They are just looking at this like to be such a technologically and industrialized and civilized nation as the United States, and I'm proud of it. Don't get me wrong. You know I'm patriotic. You can listen to my broadcast. I'm the most patriotic person on the planet. But when we have this type of stupocracy, and I call it stupocracy. It is absolutely stupid. What is taking place in terms of how they're allowing this to be such a zoo and such a circus. And just the news media is eating all this stuff up because guess what? Their viewership and their ratings are out the freaking roof. They are just like, you can look at their faces and listen to their conversation, how they'll start to talk about one candidate and then they'll flip the thing over to talk about the other candidate so there's balance, you know, and there's a closeness, you know, even though what they're saying about, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know, really doesn't amount to a hill of beans across the board. You look at Benghazi, that was Mitt Romney and the Republicans that put the Benghazi attack together. Look at the 13 hours. You gonna tell me that there was all that type of gunfire and all that type of fighting take place and only 4 people died? No way. Not possible. Unless it was a staged event. And that's exactly what it was. If you go back and really look at, you know, how things transpired at that particular point in time and who was running for office of the president of the United States at that particular time, you'll see exactly, you know, where this all came from. They don't want it to be uncovered. They don't want the Republicans or the right wingers, do not want this to be knowledge, you know, public knowledge, because it will be an irreparable finding an irreparable state of thinking, you know, for the Republican Party forever. If this thing was ever uncovered, if this was a conspiracy by the right-wing Republican Party at that particular time to stage such an event in Benghazi, in which they did, you know, how is it they're going to attack the consulate, you know, They didn't shoot any of the people in the consulate. They didn't blow up any people in the consulate. The people, those 4 Americans, died from smoke inhalation. They was not supposed to die. It was supposed to be an attack. And that's all. And then they was going to pull back, in which they did. They didn't stay there and fire rounds and mortars and different things like that until help arrived. No. They did what they were paid to do. These insurgents and these terrorists. If you remember at that particular point in time, America was in a good light with Libya and as liberators. They had just, you know, killed Muammar Gaddafi, you know, and allowed the liberation of Libya. And you know, they're just sitting there waiting for us to come back and, you know, make things right and fulfill what we have obligated ourselves to do in nation building around the world. And that's another conversation we're going to have a little later, another time, because I want to stay on focus here with what is hand. So anyhow, all this news, this email, this new stuff, now it comes from Ms. Aberdeen, Uma Aberdeen and Weiner, Mr. Weiner, which that name right there just really kind of gets to me. But anyhow, Anthony Weiner. And how is it directly related, even though she is a support member for Hillary Clinton, but how is, you know, finding something in her emails, or did they not know that she had a laptop back then? Did they not know to look, you know, to do the research and see where emails may have come from or gone to coming through Ms. Clinton's email server? Now, she's not the originator of these emails. She's a throughput. So then what weight would anything or any activity from Uma Aberdeen or Anthony Weiner, which is in a whole other sexting investigation, you know, what kind of weight would that carry as far as Mrs. Clinton's concerned? Absolutely none. Not that she's in there talking about little girls and little boys or whatever the case may be, which, you know, that's just certainly not the case. So what could it be? You see, there's nothing there. FBI Comey, for him to bring this as close to the election as he did, it certainly has a political slant to it, or a political look and feel to it. And I think it's going to backfire. I really believe it's going to backfire. I know Mr. Trump jumped all over it. Oh, we got new emails, blah, 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 this and that and this and that. There's nothing there. You know, there's nothing in the emails that she had. You know, the 33,000 or 30,000 missing emails are her own personal emails. Folks, there is no way in the world that personal emails are to be looked at or viewed upon by the general public. They're personal. My emails are personal. You know, there's no way in the world that I would want anyone, you know, going through my personal email account. What does that say? Personal email account. She's entitled to that. Yes, she's a public figure, but she's entitled to her own personal life. Now, as long as it does not impact or infringe or jeopardize the security and safety of the American people, then there's no reason or concern, or no reasonable concern, for us to be diving into her personal life, her personal email, personal existence. I think it's beautiful that Mr. Obama had none of this kind of stuff coming into office as the first African-American president of the United States. And, you know, let me just bring this up right now. Mr. Trump says we want to make America great again. How is it that 56, 57, 58% of the people of the United States, of the quote-unquote American people, believe that the country is in the right trajectory and going in the right way, and we need to turn it around and we need to make it right again? Now, if you have something that's going in the right direction and you want to change course of that right direction, then you're going in the wrong direction. I don't care if it's angled. I don't care if it's a percentage. I don't care if it's, you know, whatever the new direction is, or the make right it is off the right course. And if you listen to him, that's his objective. That's his objective. Now, there's a bigger thing going on here than meets the eye. It's a much, much bigger play here than meets the eye. Okay, so let me just end this and say this. The emails that are coming out now are more news fodder. And all that is just so that the ratings for the media can go back up and the viewership is increased and the revenue goes up. You know how I know and how you can tell? They talk about how much money is spent between the two campaigns, over $100 million. And it's divided, you know, more in favor of Ms. Clinton, Mrs. Clinton. That's okay, and it don't matter. But the biggest number here is the revenue that the news media is receiving, unprecedented revenues that they are receiving for this, you know, stupid event, this buffoonery of an election. They're making and raking in bazillions of dollars. And I say shame on them. Shame on them. I'm with Trump on this. For perpetuating and promoting such rhetoric and division amongst this great nation. Shame on them. That's very infuriating. Carol Costello just had a news segment just now, and it showed the new Black Panthers in some town, I think it was in Philadelphia or something like that, somewhere. And this was a clip from back in, I think, 08 and 2012, where the new Black Panthers was outside of a polling place. There was only two of them, and there's only one at the other polling place. But they politicized it and threw gasoline on this fire, you know, so greatly that they said, and she also said, Trump poll watchers are welcome to come watch because it's legal. Now, if that's not a cattle call, if that's not a casting call for people to come forward and create or incite violence and rioting because you're going to have you know, the Trumpsters out there, you know, watching polling places. Well, guess what? You're going to have new Black Panthers and different groups like that, you know, in retaliation, you know, to create an insight, you know, more news fodder, more news coverage, and more division and incite more division and violence, you know, amongst the American people. And I say shame on them for this. Shame on Carol Costello. She has to do what her producers produce and put forward. But shame on you, CNN, you see, for bringing something like this, you know, forward from something that, you know, took place so long ago. You know, you have a tact and a way of doing things that you think that people don't realize and don't know. And I guarantee you one thing, God's watching. And yes, there is a God. We've had a great debate in the past couple of weeks. I've talked to groups of people and done a deep amount of research and things of that nature. Yes, there is a supreme being overseeing all of this. And I've convinced many over the past, you know, month or so, never mind time not being here, that he certainly does exist. And he's watching. And he will be judging. He owns our spirits, folks. And it says even in clearly in the scripture, in the King James scripture, and we're gonna, you know, break that thing apart here in a couple of days, because the young folks is on it. I'm telling you right now, there's a new movement in America, spiritual movement in America, that most Americans and the news don't even know about. They don't even know that this thing is ongoing and I mean gaining some momentum and some traction like you would never ever believe. And if you think that politics is something that's really on shaky ground, you better watch out for the religious belief system in America, because it's getting ready to fall. I'm telling you that right now. And the truth will make us free of its falling. You see, there's a whole bunch of things going on. Let me move forward right quick, because you know how I think. A lot of stuff come to mind. Okay, so, like I already talked about, 5 days later, and they still don't know what's in the emails and things of that nature. That's baloney. That's nonsense. Okay, so there's emails there. Okay, they don't know what's in them, but they got to blow the whistle. Comey got to blow the whistle and say, oh, we got something new, and he don't know what it is. That's reckless behavior. That is reckless behavior as far as a great esteemed organization such as the Federal Bureau of Investigation. What does FBI stand for? Federal Bureau of Investigation. Do you mean to tell me he didn't investigate those emails prior to saying that there's something here and put it out and wrote a letter to Congress and got all this, you know, uproar and things of that nature, and he don't even know what's in there? We don't even know what it is 5 days later? Of course the Democrats are calling for it to come forward to see what this is, because they know there's nothing there. But the media revenue is out the roof on it and because of it. And that's what it's all about, folks. Donald Trump, you know, in this small-minded way of doing things is, you know, jumping on. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Donald Trump has a hidden agenda. And let me just bring this forward right now. Remember back when he said a couple of times, wouldn't it be nice when the United States and Russia could get along? And his base just yelled and read, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if Hillary Clinton or Donald or Barack Obama said something like that, they would call him a communist and be ready to try to hang him. You got to go get a rope. But if Donald Trump says it, it's a rally call. Let's get behind this, folks. Now, you got to understand who these people are in his audience. That's the NRA, the Second Amendment folks and stuff like that. You know, supposed to be proud patriotic people of this great nation, the American people. How is the American people want to now join coalitions with the Russian Federation? Well, folks, it's all prophesied. This is all in the scripture. You got to understand, too, that the scripture is man's creation, you see. Certainly a prophecy of man. We're going to get into how it came about why it came about and all that kind of stuff, you know, a little bit later, maybe next couple of days or maybe next Monday or something like that. But we're going to break this apart because, like I say, the youth, there's a youth. There's something that has gone viral right now. My daughter got it. My daughter caught the viral hit. And we had to really come out and squash a lot of anger and confusion amongst young African-American people and children. The youth movement is underway. It's going to shake up the world. I'm telling you, not just the United States, but it's going to shake up the entire world. And there's nothing that no one can do about it, but get prepared, be prepared. And, you know, co-usher this thing in, because it's also written. It's in scripture. It's prophesied in the Bible. You got to understand that the Bible is man's prophecy, but it's like a roadmap or a guide for things that will and have transpired in the human race. You see, so but that's what's underway there. Okay, so anyhow, we touched on all that. Oh, and let me just touch on the polls right quick. They say it's the polls and the polls of polls and stuff like that are close as they are. There's no possible way on God's green planet that the polls could be even remotely close at this stage of the game. No way. The only way that could be is if you take out the earning or the middle class white women, take their vote out of the equation, which today, just today, Patricia Murphy of the Daily Beast touted and said that 70% of the women in America, the American people, the American women, are against Donald Trump, 70%. So you can just take out the women of the affluent and the middle class, you know, and even, you know, we can even go on down further, the economic pole, the economic ladder, and they're not siding with Donald Trump simply because of the way he feels and has done and dealt with, you know, women over the past years and the way he thinks about them today. He hasn't changed. The leopard don't change his spot. Okay, so you take that segment out. African Americans, he only has about 2 to 3% vote of the African American people in here in America. So you can take that segment out. He has only about 2 or 3, maybe 4, maybe 5% of the Hispanic and Latino vote, you know, here in America. So you can take that segment out. So with the segment that's left, there's no way in the world that you can say that these polls are even remotely close unless you take those segments out of the polls. Now, like I said, where sampling takes place is probably that demograph that, you know, explains or, you know, confirms exactly that. Wherever these polls are sampled at, there's probably not a high percentage of African American, Latino, and of course, there's going to be white women, you know, they're voting. It says I got 90 seconds, so love one another, take care of one another. It's the right thing to do, is what God wants to do. Why? Simply because God is love. But again, to my point, there's no way in the world that he can be remotely close if you have those segments involved in the polling. Now, black people, African American people, we don't poll. Because they want to collect information and data when they you know take poll information. We're not as giving in that regard. Hispanic people, they don't do the poll thing either. You know, a lot of them maybe not understand it. A lot of them do understand it, but they just do not want to be involved in that because of collection of data. And then you know, of course, you know, white people, they're more pollsters. They're more into polls and things of that nature. And that's okay. You know, it's a free country. They can do what they want. But like I said, you know, they're giving slanted, you know, figures. And shame on the media for perpetuating this nonsense, this hypocrisy, in order to keep the race close to increase and drive their revenues, their bottom line. Shame on you and guys watching. I don't care what level you are. It says I got 10 seconds, but I'm going to keep talking. I don't care what level you are, you know, in society, in life, you know, you will be held to measure. you will be held to measure. Now, the interesting thing I want to just set on this right quick, because I'm going to come back and dive into this reality and confirming our spiritual existence. Now, in the book of Genesis, it says that God created man. It was in the land of Ethiopia, okay? And when he breathed into this man he created, he breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. You understand that? A lot of people don't understand. They don't look at that and dive into the reality of what is shared there. But they became a living soul. That means they're a spiritual being in a mortal body, in a human body. He breathed that life into. And see, it's not that, and so therefore, there is an energy. There is an energy presence in us all. In the beginning of the Bible, it says Adam and Eve. It's not A-D-A-M. It's the O-M. That's what he created. That's what God created. And that's what resides in all of us. It connects us. And we share that common thread, that common being, you see. But that is the life here and after. You see, we became a living soul. So now, since God created our living souls, he has dominion and authority over all living souls and all living things that have an atomic or atom element or cell at its core. You see, so scientifically, because a lot of times people can't, cleave and hold on to theory. But when you cross over into science to confirm your theory, then you have reality and you have fact of an existence or a confirmation of theory. Okay? So now, since this is something that can only be created, it cannot be destroyed by man as the atom. You can change the shape. You can change the form of the energy. But you cannot destroy it. You cannot create it. Not out of thin air. Not out of absolutely nothing. Like God did. Like our Creator did. But only he has the right to deal with it in that day of judgment, which everyone, all knees shall bow. See, these people that wrote this scripture, this book, several thousand years ago, were certainly an elevated people. Some people say that, beings came from other planets to help them, with this knowledge. I wouldn't doubt that. I wasn't there, but I wouldn't doubt it because of the evolution of knowledge that's contained within this scripture. Past, present, and describe the future. That's a pretty heavy account, folks, but y'all better recognize and stop all these shenanigans, because, you're going to pay. Now, we got to get back on Mr. Trump's taxes and the fraud situation at the university. What happened to that discussion? What happened to that conversation? Isn't it clever and slick how the news is, taking it away from that? Damage control by the media. You see, as long as they stayed on that, and Donald Trump is not vetted to be president of the United States. He has not brought forth his taxes. We are so late in the race. He's not going to bring his taxes forward. Folks, it's not right. It's not fair. It's not illegal. But if you go out here and try to buy a house, car, or do anything in life, the first thing they're going to want to look at is your taxes, your income and your taxes. 3 years, you see. And you can't do anything. You're not a vetted person for credit or buying or whatever the case may be unless you disclose that information. And certainly when you're talking about the presidency of the United States, that is something that the founding fathers totally missed. I don't know how heavy the tax situation. I don't think the tax, laws and things were that evolved at that particular time for them to, institute that into the Constitution. But I think it's something that needs to be revised. I think there needs to be another article placed in the Constitution that clearly states and demands that any president of this great nation has to come forward with his tax returns for, you know, like the Clintons have given their stuff for, I think, for life. If you're on that particular level and you're talking about laws that govern people that have to submit and to abide by the laws of taxation and the laws of this nation, then the president, the leader of this nation, of all people, should be held to the same account and higher accord than the common person. There's just absolutely no question about that. It doesn't make any sense. And it's time for America to start making sense around the world. Here in this great nation and around the world, we don't make sense. All right, now, here's a result of not making sense. I'm going to read you quickly this email that my daughter got the other day. And I may have to come back and stand on it a little bit later. But it says, as black Americans, are black Americans stupid? Only a stupid person would let an enslaver teach their children. An enslaver teach their children. Only a stupid person would join the military of the same people that enslaved them. Only a stupid person would follow the religions of a people that use the same religion to justify enslaving them. And only a stupid person prays to a God that looks like the people that enslaved them. Folks, this is viral. This is viral. This is real. This is a wake-up call of nothing else to stop all the nonsense and stop all the shenanigans and bring forward the true source to make us free. When you have young people, I'm talking about 16, 17, 18 years old, that are spreading this type of stuff, you know, around the world, it's an awakening, people. It's an awakening. And the lie in which that, you know, all of this stuff has been, you know, overshadowed by, is starting to, you know, dissipate. The shadows are starting and the clouds are starting to dissipate, and the sun of truth, the light of truth, is starting to shine bright amongst the young minds. And they're going to take this and run with it. You know, just like a crappie does a minnow. You know, but they're going to take it and run with it, folks. You better be prepared for it. Because, like I said, you want to see it on the other side, look at Ray Hagen, Dr. Ray Hagen on YouTube. That's H-A-G-I-N, Dr. Ray Hagen on YouTube. And look at the segment called African Consciousness versus Christianity. African Consciousness versus Christianity. Folks, I'm telling you, I've been talking about this for 30 years. It's finally here because of the dissemination of information and the way in which we can, you know, view, you know, cast our voice here, and it can be heard instantaneously around the world. It's a new dawning. The lie is dead. It's over. You just got to come to account now. Like I tell folks, how can you say he had eyes of fire, hair of lambs, well, feet look like a burnt in a furnace on one page, and on the other opposing page, you got a guy standing there representing this description with blue eyes, blonde hair, and porcelain skin. One has to be a truth, and one has to be a lie. But it's right there in the same doctrine, on opposing pages. You see? How could you say encompasses the land of Ethiopia and the first people, Adam and Eve, with a depiction of Caucasian people, you know, in that birthplace? This is all Bibles prior to 1971. Look at the old Bible and see all the pictures in there and look at what color they are. You say, is color important? Yes, when you're talking about the truth, it absolutely is. One's a truth and one's a lie. How can you enclose a lie in a Bible or a doctrine of truth? That's confusion. Who is the author of confusion, folks? Find out who it is. You'll answer the question of where we are. But I'm telling you, it's a new juncture right now. And the light's coming. We're shedding a new light. And it's going to do it. It's going to have an impact that's going to literally quake and shake the world. But after the quaking and shaking is done, then the truth shall prevail. forever. That's how we live on earth as it is in heaven. We got to go through this in order to get to that side. You see, on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to get there, folks. You know, there's an alignment, or I should say a realignment taking place right now. And we have to be knowledgeable as a civilized human race, you know, to that reality. So anyhow, that's my broadcast for today. I feel like I'm missing something, but, you know, I'm just going to pray on it. And I'll come back, you know, tomorrow, the next couple of days with more information and updates and things of that nature. It's getting great, folks. I mean, you know, we're getting ready to, you know, do a lot of things in this world, you know, nation building, you know, what we got to do. Oh, anyhow, what I was going to say is that Donald Trump is behind the world, one world order. I don't want to conclude with that. And Hillary Clinton, all of watch Hillary's America. Watch Hillary's America. It's out on Redbox right now. Eye-opener, total eye-opener. We used to be a Democratic Republican, a republic, one nation under God, not divided. Now we're divided. We got to get back to not divided. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton on the same page to make that happen. One world order. Wouldn't it be nice if Russia and the United States got along? Just imagine if we did. Would that not be a world superpower? It would be. And we could bring more nations under that same accord in oneness. They already got the currency. They already got the stuff already laid out and lined up for it. You know, but the biggest and the most powerful democracy has to fall before everything else can follow suit. One nation under God, indivisible. We are a divided nation. We have to heal and mend and bridge that division, you know, to be under one God, one people, and one way of life, and that's righteousness. And that's what I believe in, and that's what is real, because that is what's right factually. We are one people. Look at Spencer Wells, The Journey of Man on YouTube. Looking at the Y chromosome in men, look there for verification, scientific proof and information. Nice genetic scientist, young genetic scientist, took his time to travel to Earth and connect the Y chromosomes of all living human beings. That's a beautiful thing because we are truly all one people, all God's children, confirmed through the blood, not through theory. Okay, so anyhow, I'm done now. So anyhow, that's my broadcast for today. Love one another. Take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do. Why? Simply because God is love. Until the next broadcast, so long for now.